brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got what the government calls a wicked super patriot joining us via video Skype in the second hour of this Tuesday, the 13th day of September 2011 transmission. Alfred Adask is joining us in the second hour. We're going to have open phones in the first and third hour, and also when Alfred joins us coming up. You know, what's happening here is more and more, myself, the listeners, all of us, even though we're awake, we're just becoming acclimated and conditioned. 10 years ago, if something like Fast and Furious happened and we caught the government, I would be much more upset about it on air, and I'd probably be talking about it ad nauseum. But now, things of the magnitude of Fast and Furious, with the government shipping guns into Illinois, Indiana, Florida, California, Texas, to drug gangs to kill their competition, shipping guns into Honduras, into Mexico, to kill their competition and to destabilize those areas and then demonize the Second Amendment, that would be a bigger issue. There have been articles in the Chicago Tribune, articles in the El Paso Times in the last month. Of course, we had articles 3 months ago. Actually broke it at Infowars.com, Paul Watson did, because a listener sent us, hey, have you seen these federal filings where the federal government is admitting that the CIA was allowing cocaine to be shipped into the United States by the Sinaloa drug gang, one of the biggest cartels on the border, in exchange for going after their competition and laundering their money through certain U.S. banks. And it just comes out in mainstream news, and we mention it, we talk about it, then we move on. We move on. It has the desired psychological warfare effect on us. In a way, I'm weak-minded. Compared to a lot of people, we're strong, but we're still very weak. We're all human. The globalists understand what makes us tick and how to punch those buttons. They have ABC News, BBC, Fox News, Reuters, video. I mean, I could play more than 20 different newscasts here, and I have played most of them, where they go, yeah, our troops grow the opium, give them the fertilizer, and they load it on trucks, and it just disappears. It's for America. If you're not for growing the opium, you're with Al-Qaeda. They just do this stuff out in the open now. And so instead of just denying this stuff like they do 15 years ago, now they just go, yeah, we're doing it. Now let's move on. Hey, you're getting all the bombers into the U.S. and onto the airplanes and onto Fort Hood, and the government's been caught running all these operations. And you're putting Al-Qaeda into Libya. And they go, so what? We're taking your rights because of Al-Qaeda. I've got more news on that. It's in, Reuters, that, yeah, okay, Al-Qaeda's taken over Libya, and NATO warns they have to deal with them now. If you put Al-Qaeda in to knock out Gaddafi, and then you say, oh, my gosh, now we got to have a war with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's got Libya. That's in Reuters today. I mean, the only reason the establishment is doing this is because they know the general public. I was listening to Bloomberg Radio this morning, just about an hour ago, driving into the office, and I heard the host say, oh, I don't think the implosion of Europe's going to hurt the U.S. too much. Most Americans don't have a passport, and most of those people can't even find Europe on a map. And all the hosts were cackling and laughing. Ah, Americans are so stupid. It's so funny. It was like Woody Woodpecker. I mean, it's real funny that the government ships the smack and the cocaine in here, the heroin, all of it, and then your kids use it and they put you in their prisons owned and run by the drug cartels. Oh, yeah. Do a study of it. I've looked it up. Most of the big private bank-run private prisons are narcotics-funded. I mean, they put you in a prison owned by the drug kingpins.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P. Me. It's time to take America back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have got a big broadcast lined up for you today on this Tuesday edition, the 13th of September, 2011. Can you believe 2011 is getting long in the tooth? And I'll be sitting here, it'll feel like 5 minutes from now going, we're approaching December 2012, when the government and the media and so many other institutions have been joining in on the fear-mongering that the world is going to end. I am not one of those voices, but you watch. In 2013, if I'm still here, that certainly is in question. But I believe the world will still be here, but none of us know if we'll individually be here. That's certainly in the cards, that any of us could die in a car wreck, you name it, struck by a bolt of lightning, whatever the case may be. That after the 2012 thing doesn't happen, that there will be national media that will attack yours truly and say that I said 2012 would be the end of the world. You watch. And people will edit together what I've said over the years to make it sound like that. I know that because it's been done before. All right. It is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Super Patriot, demonized by 60 Minutes and others, the always informative and alternative to tyranny, Alfred Adask. He will be joining us coming up in T-minus 51 minutes from now. These are the type of news headlines I have today. It's been confirmed that Merck paid off the California legislature to pass an attempted move to make Gardasil mandatory. That itself is a hoax. It's not mandatory. They just say it is. But Business Wire has the headline, SaneVax Inc. reports human papillomavirus, HPV, contamination in Gardasil to FDA request public safety investigation. And I guess they mean that the RNA of the virus has gotten into the DNA. So we're going to be going over this report, and I want to get Mike Adams' take on this as well. But we've got some important Gardasil news coming up, because now they're trying to run their regular hoax that it's the law all girls in America have to take it, and it's the law that all boys have to take it, and it's the law that all Mexican girls have to take it. There is no law in Mexico. You've got to take vaccines. I've looked it up. And there's no law in the United States you have to take vaccine. But they keep hammering that lie. Every August before school starts, you can tune into national radio, national TV, local radio. It's in all the newscasts, a little PR announcement. Most of it's paid. That's a big dirty secret in talk radio. A lot of local news is actually paid product placement, propaganda placement, that it's the law. You've got to be vaccinated for school. Go to your local clinic. They're having a mass vaccination today at Zilker Park. I remember hearing that a month ago. Or at these area sports stadiums. It's the law. Don't get arrested. A total criminal hoax. And if you'll just go check it out for yourself and discover that I'm not lying to you and there's no law you have to take a vaccine, and go into the school and let the school nurse lie to you first and say it is the law, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Johnson, Mr. Brown, Mr. whatever the case is. Let them lie to you and then say, A, you've got a waiver you've got to give me by law in that filing cabinet, and B, there is no law. I've got to even fill that out. You just try to trick me if I wake up to another level of lies and get me to induce myself into a contract filed with the health department saying basically I'm a bad parent and there's a list of unvaccinated people. It is your policy under the state health department that it's the policy that government would like you to have a shot. But what you do is, if I'm ignorant, you will kick my child out of school under policy, then invoke truancy laws and try to take my child from me. And the hardcore criminal cult member behind that desk, the principal or that nurse, you will have that hardcore vicious criminal caught. And you will have them in your sights, and you will know how evil they are, and you will experience the culture of evil. Let me tell you how evil works. They find jellyfish creatures who will follow whatever orders they're given, and that's how tyranny works. That's how cops arrest people for things that aren't against the law every day in this country. That's how judges instruct juries to convict people of things that aren't illegal and put it under some other law. That's how tyranny takes over a society. Now, I have a video clip I'm going to play later when Alfred Adask is on with us of a man peacefully on the street outside of the Ground Zero events. They had streets shut down, and a 9/11 truther got through. And I've seen countless reports from our sources, and more videos are surfacing, of people actually being arrested and then beat up. I covered it on the nightly news last night. This individual, I confirmed, was not roughed up. It was others that were arrested who were roughed up, and we're working on getting in contact with them. But Luke witnessed people being arrested for simply wearing 9/11 shirts and speaking out. He witnessed people being turned back for investigating 9/11, or 9/11's an inside job, or We Are Change shirts, not from Ground Zero itself, but from upwards of 10 blocks away. They had checkpoints everywhere. They shut the city down to one lane of traffic on all the major streets to keep people out so there couldn't be 9/11 truthers converging and killing the hoax there. They wouldn't allow the firefighters, the police, the medical workers who survived, and many of which were injured, many of which are in wheelchairs, into the event. Because in past years, and we've shown the video, survivors and others will speak out and say, it's an inside job, Giuliani. You know it is. It's never made it on national TV, but it's made it when they're going up and down into the pit there in the bleacher seating, and the system is very, very scared. There have been other 9/11 events in the lead-up last week and in other cities where people did jump on stage and say 9/11 is an inside job. So the system is desperate. They can't have their hoax fully implode because they need to stage more now. And they're moving to their next phase to blame it on Tea Party, conservatives, libertarians, and gun owners. They're now rolling out the PR. It's like I saw a PR rollout on bin Laden. And I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. I mean, I said that a year before. I said it 6 months before. But we have the tape of me saying it 2 months before when I said, call the White House. Don't let them blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on Osama bin Laden, their CIA asset, because I saw the preconditioning, the rollout. There is now a total and complete rollout taking place as we speak to blame it on domestic groups. And so I am begging all of you out there to realize that this is make it or break it to get this information out. But I've now seen several videos. In fact, I forgot to give them to the crew. News got them, or it's now rolled off the front page of Infowars.com. It's now in the featured news archive there on Infowars.com, several of those videos. But the first one is really crisp, clean video. And I'd like to interview the person who was arrested. And it's got him just saying, we need to investigate this. It was a crime scene. I've got flyers here. And there's other street people talking. That's fine. A guy runs up and screams, says, you're not wanted here. And so the police then arrest him, drag him off, put him in handcuffs, and put him in the car. And I've gotten incredible reports, and I'm told the video is being uploaded, that other people were arrested as well, and some of them, you know, slammed into the cars, roughed up by police. Wouldn't be the first time I've been roughed up by New York police. And, of course, I've also been roughed up by the Austin jail guards for no reason when I was arrested for demonstrating. It's just part of the tyranny. Cowardly people get a job so they can slam your head into a wall and feel powerful. Only the ultimate coward would want to rough somebody up who had done nothing wrong except exercise the First Amendment and slam your head into things. Now, I could see if you arrested somebody who had three dead kids in a trunk in their house, you'd want to beat the pulp out of them. But you wouldn't do that because you want to make sure they got a nice, fair trial before they got the lethal injection. But cops getting off on beating up peaceful demonstrators, it's wrong. It is the essence of evil, the essence of tyranny, the essence of bullying, the essence of anti-freedom, the anti-America. So that's coming up with Alfred Adask as well. But I tell you, when I first saw this footage yesterday, Luca told me about it. And I thought, on and off air, he told me a few stories. And I thought when we saw this video posted that that was the case he was talking about. But no, there's a whole bunch of these. And all over the city. No, you're wearing a 9/11 shirt? Go back. But this isn't a controlled area. I'm trying to get into Lower Manhattan. No. And see, next, oh, it's on your file, you're a 9/11 truther. You can't get on an airplane. You can't get a job. The essence of tyranny, again, is about labeling people and restricting their rights. And what has Rahm Emanuel and others said? And now we've got evidence it's begun by stealth. Well, we know what happened to vets. Clinton did it to 80-something thousand right before he left office back in 2000, early 2001. It was 2000. It was in WorldNet Daily. Other places reported on it. Old vets go try to buy guns. No criminal record. Sorry, can't buy guns anymore. We went into your psychology file, and you collapsed in Korea. Well, yeah, it was heat exhaustion. Well, it doesn't matter. We're saying that's PTSD. And that's if you can even get an answer. Well, now it's just we don't like your politics. You don't get to have a Second Amendment. No judge, no jury, no charges. You're in the anti-terror database. And, yeah, here's some of the footage going out to break. And we'll give you the YouTube channel where you can watch the whole thing as well, give you their handle. But they drag him off, and they got the footage of him going in the squad car. But the guy yelling at him with pleasure, now he's allowed to have his speech and hand out literature. That's pro-official story. Just not those truthers. Take them away.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Thrown out a smattering of important news, but I want to take your phone calls and get into a ton of other news ahead of a guest joining us. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in, at least in the first and second hour. It'll be wide open phones in the third hour today. 800-259-9231. Here is what's coming up in the third hour today. The federal government has filed in Chicago, in the big court case that's gotten attention in the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times, where it is admitted that the CIA and ATF gave authorization to the Sinaloa drug gang over 5 years to ship huge amounts, tons after tons of pure cocaine into the United States, and they were shipping guns to them. Now, this has always been going on, but this guy got busted by the Mexican government and then extradited to the United States, and he claimed all of this, and it began to come out in documents a few months ago. Now, new documents in a motion filed Friday, September 9th, U.S. prosecutors did invoke national security and are saying, yes, it's true, but we still want to send him to prison, basically. This is big news. I'll be covering it with a special report tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. But I'm going to get more of this in the third hour today. See, Fast and Furious is not just guns into Mexico. It's guns into Honduras. It's guns into Nicaragua, El Salvador. It is guns into all of Latin America where cocaine is grown and where other drugs are imported and smuggled into the U.S. It is guns to gangs. As I told you, people were asking me, how do you know it was being shipped into Chicago? We didn't see any articles about that. It was in the federal filings months ago. Now it was in mainstream news last week. Guns into Indiana, into Chicago. All these reporters have got to do is go read. And I'll just quickly at night when I've got some time, pull up the latest filings that are posted on these different narco news sites with writers like Bill Conroy, who I want to get on the show, by the way, who are going over this. All this stuff is posted in public view on the federal websites and then reposted at the Narcosphere and other great websites out there. This is public. You know, people always say, well, the government couldn't get away with drug dealing. They would get caught. They do get caught. I mean, it came out in congressional hearings in the 70s that they, in thousands of dead troops, sewed pure heroin into the inside of their bodies and would unzip them once they got here and take the goodies out. I mean, it's on record in the 1997 hearings in Congress that they admitted that, yeah, for a decade, the government shipped cocaine into L.A., gave the crack cocaine formula to the crack dealers. I mean, I've interviewed Ricky Ross. He was making $30 million a day some days. He was just a regional dealer for the CIA. Gary Webb found out about it, wrote about it, won a Pulitzer Prize. They just went and killed him. Shot him twice in the back of the head. The police came out and said, oh, that's normal. Even though Gary said people are breaking in my house, he had to move because of it. He caught guys, special forces types, jumping off the roof and climbing down water drains. You know, he described them like cats. You pull out and there's special forces types coming down your deal that have broken in your house. You warn everybody, hey, I'm getting threats. They kill you. And it's like, oh, no, nothing happened to him. This is how this stuff works. And they get you in the Army, and if you're a good guy, you end up in supply or you end up guarding roads somewhere. But if you play ball, you end up being a millionaire government murder technician or drug dealer or pilot. That's how all this works. I mean, I grew up with family who'd been Army officers who would talk about this stuff. And by the way, my family's not special. It's like saying I grew up with family that drove 18-wheelers. This is a giant $500 billion a year industry. Your local crackhead is not running it. The big mega banks that run this country run the drugs. They made them illegal in the 30s so they could jack up the price and send hit teams to kill their competition. All right, I said I'd cover it in the third hour. It's time to stop being naive. I'm risking my life to bring you this information because they're using this stuff to destroy our country, and they also control the terrorists. The same narco-terrorist banks control the terrorists and use them to attack the public or to take the blame for attacks on the public to set up a police state over you and your family. I want to warn police and military that have gone along with this evil. You cannot make a deal with this level of evil. You've got to choose a side. Are we going to come back with the economy?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd tall. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss.
All right, my friends, it is Alex Jones Live. That's the name of this three-hour radio/TV transmission going out on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, XM Satellite, and, of course, number one on the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to Steve, Michael, Micah, Matt, Bob, and many others calling from the Carolinas, Florida, California, you name it. First, I want to just mention some of the news that's going to be coming up. Huge geopolitical developments, giant economic developments. We've got Alfred Adask, super patriot, as the globalists call him, joining us via video Skype coming up in the next hour. So stay with us. First off, I want to tell you about HarvestEating.com, a great sponsor, HarvestEating.com. Celebrity chef Keith Snow started a site that teaches how to use and prepare local foods. This site is designed to educate patriots and make them aware of real healthy food right in their own community. That's HarvestEating.com. That's HarvestEating.com. There are tools and resources on how to get local foods, recipes, and videos to get you started. HarvestEating.com. Learn how to get the most out of your food and have fun doing it. Go to HarvestEating.com today. Take the first step towards food independence. Continuing here, I want to tell you about a Made in America high-quality clothing company. They've got shirts. They've got motorcycle jeans, regular Levi-style jeans, all specially designed to last a lot longer. Learn more at GussetClothing.com today. And they have a deal that's running right now where you get $10 off on every pair of their Carpenter jeans for Alex Jones listeners. So check it out at GussetClothing.com and use the promo code Alex for this special. A little plug here says through Labor Day, so I guess they're just extending that on out. Again, that's GussetClothing.com. Check it out today, and it is the sponsors that make this radio show possible. It is those of you out there who have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You notice we've added the special reports section. We've added the live nightly news, 7 o'clock every evening. It's live some nights it's taped. We have added the rant section, and we're adding a whole bunch of other sections and systems, and we're listening to your feedback and adding what you ask for, if we can, to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. You are truly supporting hardcore alternative media that is the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. We're risking our names, our treasure, our families, our bodies in this fight. Please join us in the info war today, PrisonPlanet.tv, and join us every night, 7 o'clock. Record the show. Upload it to your friends and family. Save it. We're going to be adding. There's easy ways to download it and save it right now. But we're going to make it even easier and more functions, more ways to do it so you can share it with people. PrisonPlanet.tv. I should add in closing, 6 people can log in with the same username and passcode simultaneously. Obviously, though, don't create a username and passcode that you've got for your own personal stuff that you're going to give friends and family. Create a new one. If you're already a PrisonPlanet.tv member, there's an easy way. Just click there on the live stream. It says change your passcode here to something simple, and then send it to a few friends and family and tell them you can't share this, obviously, or then too many people will log in with the passcode. And then sometimes if more than 6 try to log on, it'll block you out for that period. And again, we'd have it where it was all free, but I've got to finance reporters, cameras, the rent, the bandwidth, the equipment, everything. And we are gearing up as promised and really sacrificing time and energy. But I don't need to be thanked for that. What do you expect me to do? I mean, I have always looked for other leaders. I just want to be a soldier. I want to be a captain in this fight, but not a general. In fact, 5-6 years ago, I liked only having 4 or 5 people working with me. I liked being small. I wanted to just, grow and put ideas out there. But then I realized people were demanding that we grow, demanding we do more, demanding I be more of a leader. And then through attacks and other things that have happened over the years, I realized instead of just, in a way, it was subconscious fear. Fear of responsibility. Fear of not wanting to be in a leadership position. Fear of if I get too big, they'll come after me. I've been under the radar so far. And I had to consciously scan that fear in my brain and then eradicate it and fully commit. That means I don't get to bounce my little daughter on my knee as much. That means I don't get to go fishing but a couple times a year, never get to go hunting. That means I don't get to go to national parks like I like to. That means I've got to be up here till midnight many nights. That means I've got to be working 7 days a week. But you know what? We're in an absolute crisis and a war, and there is no future for my children if I don't do this, and so that's why I've committed. We're not some big corporation, ladies and gentlemen. We're 34 or 35 souls here and growing. We've been able to do this because you have supported us. So go to InfoWars.com. Buy the high-quality stainless steel water filter bottles that do 100 gallons of even swamp water. Buy the Ron Paul T-shirts. Buy the camouflage InfoWars.com hats. Buy the books. Buy the videos. Do it today and know that you are supercharging our operation and allowing us to be strong and robust in the face of the globalist, allowing us to continue to build and have moderate reserves so we can continue to operate even if a full total collapse comes in. We are doing our best. We are doing our best. I'm even trying to put in emergency communication systems. I'm even trying to build out a mobile InfoWars Falcon RV so we can send people out on the ground. And I know the TSA is shutting down air travel. Now they're going to be shutting down with checkpoints on the ground, arresting you when you come through key areas. It's already begun in New York as a beta test. But as the lockdown happens, I've said I'm going down with the ship. I'm going down with the ship. I believe that the fight is still viable and we can win this thing. There's an article out today that Ron Paul has doubled his support in an index of polls in just the last 2 weeks. He's doubled his support. He is a top-tier candidate. If they weren't saying he couldn't win, he'd be number one undisputed right now. He's a major contender. I could have been a contender. Well, he is a contender. A major contender. But if you get into a fight and don't believe you can't win, you're going to lose. The key to a fight is knowing you've got the initiative and not thinking about who's going to win. Start swinging. That's who wins the fight. The person that doesn't think about winning the fight. The person that thinks about stomping time. That's what happens. It's about turning it loose. It's about opening up a can. And you know what I'm talking about out there. It's about committing, and that's the end of it. Whatever's happening, it's clobbering time. And if they end up stealing the election, it's like, oh, the COINTELPRO's like, well, you say there's election fraud. Why would you promote it? Because we'll prove election fraud by showing it. You don't prove where the enemy is without engaging them. You don't get stronger without fighting them. You don't put ideas out when you say, oh, it's rigged, I'm not taking the field. Let them put him in there with one man against three other gladiators. If they destroy him, it'll be an example to others. Not of cowardice, but of strength. The truth is, people don't cower when they see a martyr politically destroyed. They get angry. Somehow they've got a mind trick going to have everybody scared of fake terrorism and cowering under their tables from something statistically, you know, that's extremely rare. But shark bite's extremely rare, and most people won't go into the water past their necks at the beach because they're scared. There might be 5 shark deaths a year globally on average. Pull it up. Some years there's 3. There's been as many as 12. So what? A shark bites your foot. Sometimes that happens. That happens to hundreds of people. Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. But you won't even go in the water because of the shark. And a lot of you won't even get politically involved because you know there's a tyranny. And that's the point I was thinking about this morning that I've talked about before, but not enough. And I'm going to say this, mention a few news items that are coming up, and then go to your calls. When the globalists staged 9/11, they did it in a very transparent way where governments, intelligence agencies, and corporations would know that it was an inside job. So for the general public, it's a dumbing down and acceptance of the police state. But for scientists and academics and others, they know what's going on. And so it was a message to the world. Yes, there's been a hard coup in America by the ruthless military-industrial complex controlled by the big mega banks. Yes, this has happened, and the whole world better do what we say. And you notice Russia, China, everybody just rolled over and started groveling, going, wow, you just did that. You are bold. You think you're going to get away with blowing up all those towers and all of that and say, guys, in a cave did it? I mean, it scared the rest of the world. The arrogance, the bravado, the hubris, the chutzpah, the aplomb, whatever term you want to use to describe it, the recklessness. The crazed nature. See, there were dual messages there. The globalists are masters of that. And that's why there's these threats put out by CFR members like Hart that say, we stage terror attacks, Iran. Do what we say. I mean, he put a public letter out saying we staged Gulf of Tonkin. We staged the USS, the sinking of the Maine. Don't play games with us. Cheney, give us a bigger defense budget or nukes will to kill you. Rumsfeld this weekend, don't cut the defense budget or Al-Qaeda will hit you. Don't try to abolish the Federal Reserve or the anti-Federal Reserve people are going to blow up federal buildings. We're going to have to arrest all of you. It is 100% in your face. And when they even say it on TV, it's like a gangster going, you do what I say. I'm going to kill your whole family. You understand me and you know I mean it. They're communicating to people that are thinkers. Now, they think you're going to roll over. At a certain point, you just got to go, I'm done. Do whatever you're going to do. I'm coming after you. Because these people are going to wreck our society, wreck our world. I'm not worried about Alex Jones. This type of arrogant gangsterism. At the end of the day, I'm not even worried about my own family. You have to commit to this or they've got that power over you. You've got to fully all in and say, basically consider yourself and your whole family is already gone. That's the only way you get any type of protection. And it's not just protection from the globalists knowing you're committed, that you care about your family so much you're willing to lose them, because the human family is going to be lost if we don't. These reckless globalists and their attitude will destroy us. Their insane delusions of grandeur, their delusional mania, their feelings of invincibility, the same reason Hitler turned into Russia, into the winter, same reason other dictators have done it. Napoleon Bonaparte, they always think they're invincible because everything they do to a certain point, as it gets bolder and bolder, society goes through a first part where people are so buffaloed by it, so bushwhacked, so shanghaied, psychically, so cowed that people go into shock. But as the tyranny gets worse and worse, instincts to survive, instincts for the species, species survival kicks in, not individual survival. There's different types of instincts. There's a much deeper societal survival instinct. That's how men can charge machine gun nests, watching their compatriots being blown to bits. Still, well, you know, if we don't, they've been, you know, told this army's going to come take our land and take over our way of life and enslave our women. It's that ancient thing. So the men just, all right, it's time to die. Let's go. That is a false societal instinct for survival. The globalists are experts at that, directing that instinct so you give in to tyranny. You've got to really get the lay of the land intellectually. And then you've got to make the decision on whether you want humanity to survive. Because there's no doubt in my mind, my deep historical understanding to know the globalists are going to end up destroying us or almost destroying us in cataclysmic bioweapon wars, bio releases, super energy weapons, all sorts of things they've developed that could easily destroy us. And so I'm not going to be insanely selfish, because I know that's an illusion. I'm not going to use my talents to join the dark side and get some petty, short-term, temporal power for myself individually at the expense of my entire future genetic line and what humans are going to become. I am in love with future humans. I am in love with our technological developments and our beauty and our art. I am in love with the projections of what I can't even begin to imagine. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God has in store for us if the species makes it out of this and really takes our destiny on. So I am rocket fuel, and so are you, to get this species to a type 1 civilization. That means off-world, able to survive as a species even if the planet's destroyed. It is a prime directive in all life to procreate and survive and push the species forward. And so it is not courage. It is not honor. It is none of those. Those are just names we have for it. It is basic humanity, basic survival of the genetics. And that's why I'm so angry at the globalists. They are running around splicing every life form they can, irrevocably creating horrible creatures, acting like they're God and doing a terrible job in their attempt to become like gods. And really screwing up this planet that we don't even know where it came from. or exactly what the larger, I mean, we're on a planet, folks. I know God's there. I'm saying we don't know all how God did it. We can't even begin to imagine what God is. It's such a huge thing. And I mean, folks, have you looked out at the stars at night? I know I say this, words can't describe it. I mean, it was a champagne moon came up last night with giant red sunset, like a crown around the horizon. And this morning, a champagne moon came back up out of the haze, and little birds flapping around in the trees and the cool wind. I mean, it's just like, my God, the evidence of God is all around us. And we've got a bunch of mad scientists creating glow-in-the-dark cats. That's back in the news today. And glow-in-the-dark monkeys and injecting insect genes in every mammal you can imagine. And it's already giving rise to mutated viruses and causing all sorts of problems. So, of course, I've got to get up here and not be afraid and speak out, even though they can politically destroy me or send a hit team to get me. I want to ask the hit teams and I want to ask the bureaucrats, what is, you're selling out for a bunch of paper that mega banks issue? You'd sell your mommy out for a suitcase of paper? When you can walk outside and stare into eternity and the universe and God all around you, and you're ready to sell out? Sell out to what? It's the biggest joke I've ever seen. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are alive in a planet of beauty and wonderment and creativity and blessings that just run over. But the Madison Avenue system teaches the public to feel empty and pathetic. People who say life is empty, well, they're television watchers. They're sports fans. They're empty. They're just trying to feed their bestial, low-level brutishness, and that will never fulfill you. Facing down evil will fulfill you. And it'll take you on a lot of different roads, but facing reality, that is where enlightenment, that is where fulfillment comes from. And my goal is to be real and to be true. True to oneself, true to my family, true to my culture. I guess they call that being honorable. I want to be a man of my word. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. My flesh is strong. But we can defeat this evil. And we're going to defeat it by reaching out to the enforcers, the bureaucrats, the technicians of the system, and really asking them, do you like the way things are going? Do you think a culture of lies is sustainable? Is this what you want for your children? Because when you talk about your children, you know, when you die, you join your fathers, you join your mothers. You join them in eternity. It's a great fraternity. A fraternity of eternity. But there's also that eternity of the future species. And that fraternity you have in that eternity. And it's a wonderful thing. And it's the greatest human attribute to pour yourself in to the betterment of society. The globalists are all about the wrecking of society. They're the polar opposite of what good is. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. I know we got Steve, Michael, Micah, Matt, Bob, and others. I just get on a roll here. NATO training to open an Indiana Guard base, 700 troops to train there. The problem is that this just acclimates everybody, and they do have deals to use foreign troops in America. And more we're just being conditioned Air Force Times. You know the U.S. Embassy is under attack in Kabul. This is what a real terror attack looks like. The West has been there 10 years. They want them out. And it is about opium. There's tribes that want the full smack money for themselves. So that's just an opium war. You just decriminalize it, and they'll start growing vegetables again. So we got that coming up. I got huge economic news, huge Ron Paul news, insane amounts of key news. But let's start going to calls. Let's go to Bob in California. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller, Prison Planet subscriber, member of We Are Change LA, We Are Change Hollywood. On the 11th of every month, we do an outreach where we give out DVDs, primarily about 911. And over the last 3 years or so, we get a lot of support from when we do it over the freeway. We get a lot of trucks honking at us and waving and giving us support. We had an outreach on Sunday at Santa Monica Pier and 3rd Street Promenade. And boy, I'll tell you, that mainstream media really, the propaganda over the last week, we had a lot of people arguing with us. And they were.
Yeah, I don't know. They're trying. I've never seen such a push since 9/11. They're trying to reinvoke that fear and get people to believe it's real so they can bring the toy back out. They want to run that play of stage terror so bad they can taste it. And so, yes, they're trying to reinvoke it. There's a big pushback, a big psyop.
Well, the hardest thing is for me, I mean, I'm ostracized from my family. It's really hard. Even, you know, it's hard even in the workplace to, you know, not get carried away with this because the truth keeps marching on.
Well, I think with people, when you're arguing with them, make it more fun. Say, hey, look at Building 7 for me.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.